little amount of children being identified as victims of sexual exploitation, which is very right, and we agree on this opinion very much. So what we do practically right now is that together with a Czech Children's Rights Committee and other ministries, we are working together on some kind of identification cards, which are like a simple set of indicators which can point to sexual exploitation or abuse of children. These cards will be used by teachers, by medicines, by social workers in social services, and different professionals who work with children and could easily identify this concern about a child possibly being sexually abused. This is overcoming some kind of uncertainty of these professionals, which can lead to not to report the child to the authorities. Also, what we do is that once the children are reported to the social and legal protection of children authorities, they have to be reported also to the police, and then when there is a further investigation of the case, there can be a different approach to the situation. What we do as for the social and legal protection of children authorities is that we follow the child and his family, his or her family, even though the case of abuse is or is not proved, because it shows to some kind of problem, maybe another problem in family. We have several specialized services for children who are in danger of sexual exploitation or are already victims of abuse. They are mostly NGOs, but what is maybe very new information is that that our ministries, our relevant ministries, involved in a trainee program for implementation the concept of Barna Host Centers, which should maybe reply to your comment, to your previous comment about having the specialized centers where the children victims can be cared for at one place, not to be moved through the system. Last thing, maybe I should again mention the new national strategy. Beside the objective aiming to define risk factors that lead to child abuse and neglect, we also want to elaborate methodologies and working procedures related to new forms of dangers to children and families. Especially, it's kind of these dangers in online and in like cybercrime dangers. And also, we want to establish a minimum network of specialized services to provide professional assistance to children who have been maltreated, sexually abused, or exploited. So this should be networking using already good practice what we have by some of our specialized social services. Thank you
very much. And Mr. Pepčík from Ministry of Justice will blow the line.
Thank you for the floor. I would like to reply to the answer regarding the Istanbul Convention. I should remark that the Czech Republic signed the Convention on Preventing and Combating Violence Against Women and Domestic Violence.